comes in. Yeah. It's a sweetheart deal for them.
Maybe you heard.
But it has nothing to do with using that space as a legitimate theater.
I did write a show in Nelson about the streetcar. Maybe you heard about the streetcar show, musical?
Yes.
Put on in 87 before I left Nelson and took a job in Cranbrook at the college there. But I wrote got a Canada Council grant and wrote a musical show about Nelson's getting a streetcar called, I've always wanted to ride a streetcar. And we did pretty well and made a few $1,000 pure profit. And I gave it all to the Capitol Theater Restoration Fund. And that was the idea of doing the show. So
yeah,
just to let you know.
I made a movie about streetcars in Toronto.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Early 70s.
Yeah. Okay. Now the radio show. 1984, the radio show, which was finally canceled, the cabaret radio satire on IRK, the Independent Republic of the Kootenays, due to lack of funding. Although I think some of the students or young people that wrote it carried it on and put it on in restaurants or something. And I think you made the comment that originally the radio show had it played as a theater energy show and did well. Some of the benefits, the profit would go to support DTOC, which was, in danger of shutting down. So who were the writers for that, Richard? Who were the people that wrote that? Because I think you were behind that too.
I don't know. I got involved with it at some point, but probably, I'm guessing, knowing my modus operandi.
Yeah.
If there was no money, I bowed out pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
At that time, I was, I had two kids and
no visible
means of support.
Yeah, well, you're AD of Theater Energy still. And now, Judith, Lee Sims, Ruby Truly, develop a play called Calling the Play, a board game about drug and alcohol issues for kids in schools. And that toured the schools and did reasonably well, I think, for Theater Energy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wayne Gott was also on board then.
Yes. Business manager, I think.
Business manager, yeah.
Yeah.
The two of us kind of ran it then.
I've got a note here that the 1985, 86 season, quote, this is from the Theatre Energy Report to the Canada Council, quote, an extremely difficult one for the mere struggle to survive seemed to overshadow all other activities and objectives. Theatre Energy suffers the loss of a $25,000 operating grant from the Canada Council. They're forced to cancel the first two productions, The Two of Us and Project Immigration. Tough times.
We did The Two of Us.
Yeah, you did eventually. Yeah, but I think
we did it. I remember. Some funny thing that happened. I can't remember now, but somebody did some faux pas on stage and sound technician in the back threw up his hands in despair and brought them down on a sound cue that flushed the toilet.
Oh. Yeah.
That's all I remember from that show.
Yeah. And you left as... AD in what, 86?
Yep. In the summer of 86, I got a job as artistic director. General manager of EDAM.
Can I just ask you quickly, I'm looking back a wee bit. In 84, Theatre Energy purchased a Ford van. You were named as the owner, but it was to be for Theatre Energy use only. Was that a good move for your Theatre Energy? Is that the van that flipped over where you got hurt?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that must have been, no, that was later. No, that was useful. We didn't pay very much for it.
The Ford van. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a good buy. And, good for the company.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember we had a bit of a tug of war over it as I was leaving too.
Oh,
because, it was in my name.
Yeah.
And, I wanted to keep it because I hadn't been paid for quite a while.
Oh, I see.
Nicola Harwood and someone else wanted to take over.
Yep.
The energy, and she did.
They did. Yeah, Nicola did for sure.
Yeah, and
she became the AD.
Because I was leaving. They eventually got the band.
So they got the van.
And,
okay.
And yep. They did a couple of shows after that, too.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, as you can see, it was sort of this constant struggle and yeah. a few little sparks of theater.
Yeah.
There was one show called Theater Energy's Christmas Stocking.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, I have.
That was Story Theater.
Yep.
Of fairy tales for a Christmas show.
Yeah.
We put it on at the Civic.
Yep.
And it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was a nice little show. Friday, it snowed so much that nobody could move in town.
Wow.
Saturday, it snowed so much that nobody could move in town. Sunday, it dawned bright and clear, and people were able to finally get out into town again and get out to the theater, and the power went out 15 minutes before the show was supposed to start.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. So
yeah, it didn't come back on for an hour.
You had a hand in writing that, I think, putting it together, didn't you?
Yeah, I just took the fairy tales, and some of them were in a story theater script, and some I just made up myself.
Yeah,
that was the first thing I did.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty well near the end of my little series of questions here, you know, Richard. I appreciate all your comments. And Phil, just to let you know,
subsequently to all this, after I came back to Nelson, which I did via Caslo in the early 90s, at the end of the 90s, I started a theater company and a theater nonprofit called Nelson History Theater Society. And it started in 01, and it's still going. And I've made I won't say a handsome living off it. I've made an impoverished living off it ever since with BC Gaming and Canada Summer Jobs funding and local funding from the Osprey.
Yep.
And doing school shows and all that.
Who's running it now?
And in my opinion, have done many, many much better shows than Theater Energy did after their golden age.
Wow. Who's running it now? Who's the AD or what?
Me.
Oh, you. Oh, I see. Even though you're in Seashell, it still works.
Well, because I can, now that I've moved to Seashell, mostly I just collaborate with people who are doing things there.
Okay.
But I have a summer program in which I work with young people who are building local regional history based website, so I pay them to do that.
Okay.
And working with a storyteller to do stories in schools, and people who do local people who do youth theater right now I'm working with. And
that's all in
I've also written.
That's all in Nelson.
Sorry, what?
That's all in Nelson? This
yeah.
Is yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's all happening in Nelson. Yeah. And I can, you know, as COVID has taught us, you can do anything from any distance.
Yes,
now.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you. You know, I'd heard vaguely about that company, the History Theater Society, but didn't know much about it. So I'm glad to hear all this. This is kind of news to me, how active it's been and how well it's done.
We did lots of productions at the Capitol Theater that were extremely well received
and were
actually, from a professional, amateur point of view, we're definitely, the needle was definitely pointing towards more towards professional than not, you know, people like Lucas Myers and Michael Graham and myself people like that.
Good
in it.
You.
We've done Arms and the Man and Blythe Spirit and Dracula and Rocky Horror. Of course, the biggest show in the history of Nelson was my production of Rocky Horror.
Oh, it always attracts.
With about a $25,000
It attracts people. Yeah.
The funny thing, the other thing that tells you what Nelson is like, when people went to that show, they treated it like the movie.
Oh yeah.
You know how at the movie they boo and sing and throw things.
Yeah, you throw things. You throw things. You light flames.
You light candles. You do all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
At the movie screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in Nelson, they did it at the actors.
Yeah. Which, when you think about it,
I played the narrator.
I
played the narrator.
Oh.
And by the end of the show, and you know, they boring all through the narrator. I was reciting Hamlet, and nobody could hear me, so it didn't really matter. I was just standing up there saying, "To be or not to be, that is the question."
Oh, God. So if I Google Nelson History Theater Society, I can read more about this, right?
Well, we don't really have much of an online presence other than we have the website, KootenayHistory.com, which is the various history pages.
Oh, okay.
Projects.
Okay.
On there, and there's some good ones there.
Okay.
I also ran for the mayor of Nelson as the ghost of John Houston.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In 2011, and got 20% of the vote.
Wow.
481 votes.
Not bad. Hey.
Not bad.
Love it. By the way, to another final question here is, in your knowledge, and I think this is true, none of the Theater Energy plays were ever published, printed, or were they? There's talk occasionally in the files here of, oh, we plan to publish this play soon, like the.
Nothing was ever published. There are extant copies, or there used to be at the Capitol Theater. I know there's voices.
What do you mean?
Voices. A script of voices.
Yeah, but not a published copy, like by a publisher.
No.
At one point, you talked about Solstice Books and Winlaw publishing The Girls Will Be Out in a Minute.
That would have been Brian Ron Woodward had a publishing, a little publishing enterprise there.
Right.
But I guess he never got around to doing that.
No, I don't think so. And I've talked to other Theater Energy people, and if you publish anything, we had plans, but nothing ever happened. Okay, Richard, I think I've come to the end here of my questions, and I really appreciate the time you've taken.
You're welcome.
You filled in quite a few gaps, and I appreciate that. So,
I'm sorry I'm so cynical about it all, but
well, Well, yeah. Other people have said somewhat similar things, too. I've interviewed most of the Theater Energy people living now. Many, many of them.
Certainly, have you spoken to Ruby?
Yes. Yeah, I went up to New Denver. And in fact, I met her at the Japanese internment center there where she gives talks in the summertime. She's a narrator, you know, a tour guide. And in fact, I took the tour.
Is she still doing that?
Yeah. Well,
is she still doing that?
Well, last summer I took the tour. Yeah, I went up and saw her, took the tour. Then I interviewed her after in the park there with my little trusty tape recorder.
I'll have to go and look her. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, that's another Nelson History Theater show we did together. Well, she played the psychic in Blythe Spirit. She was great.
Oh yeah, yep.
And we did another show. Archer, I can't remember his first name. Three Viewings. It's called. It's set in a series of monologues set in a funeral parlor.
Oh, okay.
But I changed the title. I thought Three Viewings was such a dud of a title for a play.
Yeah, yeah.
So I changed it to At Home with the Dead.
Okay.
Much better title.
Good. Well, look, Richard. Okay, I think I'll sign off, Richard. And again, thank you so much.
I haven't finished yet. I'm going to keep talking.
Well, there's so much. One could go on, but I think I need to wind up here and move on. So
you run out of tape. That's what they used to say.
That's right. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
Richard.
You can't say that anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Let me thank you again, and good luck in your life in Seashell and Nelson now. When you do,
yes.
There. Okay.
Take care.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Thanks again. Bye.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.